sorting socks.
Cleaning out the refrigerator.
Flossing.
Collating.
Checking the dryer lint trap.
Picking out a new shower curtain.
Filling out my taxes.
Scraping gum off my shoe.
Yeah.
Seems like everything's more romantic when you're in love.
Conference calls.
Adjusting my lumbar support. Using my three-hole punch.
Reupholstering.
Ooh.
So put a little romance in your life.
Jane, you ignorant slut.
Boss yourself with a rubber hose. Stuff it in your mouth and down your throat. Up your nose or in your hiney hole. I don't care where it goes. And it don't matter if you're straight or gay. You should fuck yourself anyway. Now, you don't have to listen to a word I say. But if I know you, you'll be humping away. Fuck yourself through your neighbor's nose. If you can't use that, use a 10-foot pole. Stick it up your ass and go for a stroll. Everyone will know you've been to the show. If you can't take it, eat my stool. Masturbate with some crazy glue. I don't care what you do. Fuck yourself with a garden tool. Fuck yourself with politics. Man, that's so full of fucking shit. You know we've been lied to ever since we were born. It's amazing that we've been getting fucked that long. Fuck yourself with the World Wide Web. Man, you could ride that sucker right from your bed. You may even meet a Tom, Dick, Jane, or a Billy. Then grab onto your modem and fuck yourself silly. Fuck yourself with your heart and soul. Give it everything you got. Hey, I'm talking to you. If you can't even fuck yourself, how you gonna fuck someone else? Fuck yourself with my microphone. I'll give it to you later when we're all alone. We can turn it up loud and see if you come. Don't get your jizz on my microphone. Fuck yourself with organized religion. Now there is some seriously sinning business. If the Lord sees their pathetic crime, he'll be fucking them till the end of time. And can somebody explain to me this racism crap? I know it isn't white, but it isn't black. And for those of you who can only see things your way, well, you could suck my dick and take all day. Fuck on your nose with a pound of a blow. Watch your money get up and go. But when you burn your brain and you say, I don't know, I hate to tell you, but I told you so. Fuck yourself with your grunge rock noise. Stuff those albums in your groin. They come down on me because I know how to play. Hey, fuck you. Fuck yourself with a copy of Rolling Stone. Or are they too holy for your holiest of holes? Now those people think they're holier than Moses. But aren't they just a bunch of fucking posers?
Fuck yourself with your mother's jewelry.
Hey, I won't tell, I ain't a stoolie. If you pound hard enough, you'll cough up a ruby. Your blood will be rich, and so will your doobie. Fuck yourself with the latest fashion. Your spikes and your hair and those cute little buttons. And if you happen to have some leather and lace, fuck yourself till you're blue in the face. Fuck yourself with your income tax. They're fucking you, and that's a fact. Before you know it, your money's all spent, and you've just been fucked by the government. Fuck yourself with your lawyer friend. Well, you're the only one that's gonna get fucked in the end. I have been so fucked by legal bills that my asshole is the size of Beverly Hills. Fuck yourself with your full-length sweater, with your minks and your diamonds, with your Irish setter, your cash and your trash and your safes and your drinks. Just fuck yourself so you can't even think. Those of you who enjoy this song, well, thank you. I love you. Let's get it on. But for those of you who are totally outraged, fuck yourself with your face.
Yeah.
say to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. President. Happy birthday to you. President, for all the things you've done, the battles that you've won, the way you deal with U.S. Steel and our problems by the ton, we thank you so much. Everybody, happy birthday!
All my friends used to tell me, you'll know when it's right, you'll know when you meet that special someone, you'll just feel it. And it was getting to the point where I really started to think that that special someone didn't exist for me, but then I met Deborah.
Well, personally, I was skeptical about using a dating website, but right away when I met Dan, I knew he was the man I was meant to raise a family with. 6 surveys and 29 points of compatibility later, and it was undeniably clear that we were a perfect match. Unfortunately, Dan wouldn't me in the I really need a guy who will me while me, preferably while calling me a dirty.
Look, Deborah was perfect for me, but she certainly wasn't the type of girl that would let me her in the let alone be open to the idea of taking my and some and smearing them all over her.
That's when I turned to Craigslist. Unlike eHarmony or Match.com, Craigslist asked me no questions and matched me up based solely on my desire to get in the
And that's how I met Bethany.
And that's how I met Kevin.
We have so much fun together.
Of course, every relationship has its own little trials.
Right, like Beth's unwillingness to mercilessly me with a black
or Kevin's refusal to off the that lives inside my
But that's why we have Dennis.
I originally met Beth and Kevin on Craigslist for a casual encounter, you know, but it turned into so much more. Those two made me do things that I honestly never thought I would do, which was pretty humiliating, but in a good way. I mean, I'm dead inside, so it doesn't really matter.
Craigslist, for those nights when that one point of compatibility is the only one that matters. Craigslist.org.
They also gave me a really good price on a mountain bike.
Chained like a beast in a cage.
Oh, Doctor, I feel so terrible.
There's only one answer. If I could find a way to equalize the imbalance in his cerebral spinal fluid, he'd be as right as rain. But how? How? Before it's too late.
Edric, if only there was some way I could relieve this torture you are going through. If there was some way I could help you to relax. If only I could give you a little peace.
I can no longer sit back and allow communist infiltration, communist indoctrination, communist subversion, and the international communist conspiracy to sap and impurify all of our precious bodily fluids.
It's incredibly obvious, isn't it? A foreign substance is introduced into our precious bodily fluids without the knowledge of the individual, certainly without any choice. That's the way your hardcore commie works.
Jack, listen, tell me, Jack, when did you first develop this theory?
Well, I first became aware of it, Mandrake, during the physical act of love.
Huh?
Yes, a profound sense of fatigue, feeling of emptiness followed. Mm-hmm. Luckily, I was able to interpret these feelings correctly. Loss of essence.
Yeah.
I can assure you it has not recurred, Mandrake. Women sense my power, and they seek the life essence. I do not avoid women, Mandrake.
Yeah.
But I do deny them my essence.
Yes.
Now, I like women, you know. Girls, I'm done, long time ago. 22-year-old girls, God bless you. Go do a shot, whatever the fuck you do with your time. Woo! That's not me anymore. I like women. And I know that that's offensive to 22-year-old girls. They're like, I'm a woman, I'm 22, I'm totally a woman. I study women's issues, and I'm a woman. Not to me, sorry. To me, you're not a woman until you had a couple of kids and your life is in the toilet. That's really when you become a woman, is when people come out of your vagina and step on your dreams. If you're still standing after that shit, you are a woman. If you're still going to clubs and you have a ponytail and a little dress, and you're standing outside of a club waiting to get in, it's 2 degrees, you got no jacket, little dress, it's going to be great in there. You're a girl. I want to give you a sweater and a ride home. I don't want to fuck you. I'll jerk off you, but I don't want to fuck you and get involved. I do want to fuck you, but you won't fuck me, so fuck you anyway. But I'll totally fuck you. But there's just a difference between girls and women, and it's not about age. Like, there's a reason why they call it girls gone wild. You notice there's no women gone wild, because no one would fucking buy the Wild Women DVD. Because when girls go wild, they show their tits to people. When women go wild, they kill men and drown their kids in a tub. That's what wild women do. They don't show their tits to nobody. They fuck with their bras on. It's a whole other thing.
Hang it higher, hey, hey, hey. yes, wrap around yes, the salad bowl. Yes, yes, you're wrap, yes, you can't be yes, for yeah, yeah, yeah.
What was all that about enlarged holes and tight cracks?
Anything special for your birthday?
Just a decent.
You're kidding.
I'm serious, honey. Your is done.
Pretty harsh.
Well, so's your. You know, the girls down at the office better on their. Well, see you later.
And he didn't even kiss me goodbye. You know, if I could just decent, I could relax. So, relax. Why don't you try Instant Folgers? Tastes good as fresh. Good as fresh. I'll surprise Harvey for his birthday tonight.
Hey, great coffee.
It's Instant Folgers. Doesn't it taste good as fresh?
Better.
Better than those girls at the office.
Honey, their can't hold a candle to yours.
Instant Folgers taste good as fresh. Try it.
Help me, the only thing.
Thank you.